Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Indigenous Voices of People. I'm your guest host tonight, Jabril Salam, and our guest host, Tanupi Gluha Money, will be joining us shortly. Welcome everyone to the show. And this is the talk radio show where we get into the heavy topics of different social injustices going on all across America, better known as Turtle Island amongst the Native people. And Tanupi Gluha Money, he will be coming on shortly. He's one of the Strongheart Warrior leaders from South Dakota, from the independent Lakota Nation. And Tanupi is one who has struggled to overcome many injustices for many Native people across Turtle Island, also known as America, on many reservations and in the cities and many different communities. Tanupi has maintained his cultural traditions and Native languages throughout the years and is exceptionally knowledgeable about different issues and different injustices and how we as Native people should combat these things. And we will open tonight with prayer and close with a song as usual. And thank you everyone for tuning in and welcome to Indigenous Voices of People. Our call-in number is 657-383-1630. You're welcome to call in and discuss issues going on in your area and how we can solve these issues and what we can do to heal ourselves and become a whole nation again. Many nations, many people, many languages, many cultures here all across Colorado. Welcome to Indigenous Voices of People. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين أكفوا عليك ناصح سماه غدو كاليستنسكي to all my Chalagi people. What's going on out there? We would like for you, people listening, audience, to call in all across the nation. We have many different issues on the reservations and many different injustices and issues which need to be solved. The government-to-government relationship between the said tribal governments and the United States government is one of a dependent nation to a dominant nation. Whereas if supposedly the American government told these tribal governments that they would take care of the people, provided they assimilated into the American culture, to the European way of life. Start farming. Some of the Native people were farmers. Most of the Native people were hunter-gatherers. They knew what time to go to the rivers and catch fish during the fish runs, catch the different animals, birds, and different creatures during the migrations. There were many, many migrations across the country. Deer, the elk, turkey, it would move from one area to another area, local forest, and then you had those animals that migrate long way, the buffalo, the elk, they would travel long distances. The geese, the ducks, the waterfowl, they travel from one end of the nation to the other, one end of Turtle Island to the other. So they say if you give up this way of life, that we would take care of you, that we would provide you with the necessary means for farming, necessary lands, necessary tools and equipment. Well, these things never came to true fruition in a proper way, where they benefited everyone. in those original agreements that were made with the forefathers, our ancestors who made these agreements with them to offer them a better way of life. The European people came as a refugee. They came seeking another way of life. Most of the people who came here to our country, they're guests. And they came seeking a better way of life, seeking to gain something. Most of them, they didn't come to aid the people or to enrich the people who were here. They came to take something. They came to take benefit. Just searching for gold, searching for riches.
To gain
a lot of people came because they had They came seeking food. They came seeking riches. They came for many different reasons. So one thing they forget is that the people who were here when they came, they are the host, and they came as guests. But so many people don't understand this. Say, oh, we dominated. Well, they came with this doctrine of discovery. And this doctrine of discovery was given to them by the Roman Catholic Church. And they had these things they called the papal bull, where anyone who was not a Christian, they gave authorization. They could be enslaved. They could be captured. They could be taken as a prisoner. Their possessions could be taken. Said that they were heathens. They were savages. And even those so-called founding fathers who came here, who were of those 13 colonies, who we Native people gave them opportunity to make a new life here on Turtle Island. They betrayed our brothers, our grandmothers and grandfathers, and they savagely raped and murdered them and stole the land, stole all the possessions, stole their identities and their names. There's so many different things. These are the people who said they're supposed to take care of us, which they didn't. Don't get me wrong. They've done a lot of good, but they've done more harm than good. And now in this day and time, it's time for us as Native people to stand up, to assert your own self-determination, your own independence, to once again live as free people. In this society today, you can live free. You can assert your independence. You were once the great custodians of this island here, or Turtle Island. Caretakers of the land, of the animals, of the water, knew all the plants and what they represent. Knew how to read the weather, read the sky, read the clouds. You didn't need a weather forecast from the weatherman to know what the weather's going to do, because we could read the weather patterns. All these things still exist today, but we must reconnect to Mother Earth, reconnect to the knowledge of all the plants and all the animals and all their properties, because our bodies are made from earth and water. Spirit is a great creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made us of earth and the water. So we need on a cellular level all of those nutrients and so forth from the earth. These are the things we once had. This was part of our culture, part of our language, part of our prayer, part of our spirituality, part of our well-being. So many lies and so many distortions have been told about all of the Native people. Indigenous Aboriginal people. pushed to obscurity. One young man who is an indigenous man from another country who lives here, I watched him grow up, and he asked me, he said, there's still Indians in this country. I said, yeah, you're looking at one, you're talking to one. He said, no, but you half and half. So in the people's mind, we don't even exist because we've been pushed so far away. It's TV, it's Hollywood. So we as the indigenous people, we must revisit this association with the visitors who came here, the people who occupy our lands, occupy our country. Finally, they have agreed to UN Declaration of Rights of Indigenous People. They have signed on to Human Rights, Declaration of Human Rights, the Human Rights Covenant that most of the countries of the world agreed and have adopted. They agreed and signed on to civil and political rights. There's a structure of independence even in their political structure. So one must think outside of the indoctrination that you've been getting through the education system. Those of you who went to college and graduated, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because they tell every college graduate, you're not going to use these things that we taught you to hear. This was to get you to think this way or move your mind to go in this direction. Not to free think, but to think inside of a structure. Why is the free thinking man a threat to society? Actually, he's an asset to society because of free thinking. Because he can aid the society in so many different ways because of the way that he thinks, because of his connection to his Lord, to his Creator, his connection to the earth and all its inhabitants. The animals, they love the human being unconditionally. The plants, they love the human being unconditionally. You eat the plants, the dandelion, you get the benefit of it. You eat the cedar berry, you get the benefit of it. You get lost in the wilderness, the animal will come and get and guide you back. The dogs, the four-legged, the birds. So many stories of the animals saving the people also. Like the people save the animals also save the people. People take them in as pets and loved ones, and they love them unconditionally. This is the natural way, the natural order. Same with the food. Indigenous people must go back to the old way, to the straight road, the red road, where he is in line with his Creator. He's in line with Mother Earth. He's in line with the proper way of eating. We start eating all these commodity foods under these agreements that they're going to take care of us, and we all got diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension, clogged arteries, dying at early age because we refuse to follow that which the Creator originally gave us. We've been influenced by something not natural. Technology is good, but it has its limits. After sitting at the computer and talking on these electronic telephones and living inside of a building, working inside of a building with all this electric magnetic field from all the electricity, you go walk through the door, walk across the carpet, you touch the door, and you get shocked. Static electricity. Your body runs on electricity. The earth grounds electricity, all the electricity from all the wires and everything, they run it back into the ground. When the lightning strikes in the air, it runs to the ground, to the earth, to discharge. It's the earth is the pole which neutralizes that energy. It rebalances the energy. So you have to take off your socks and shoes and go back to the natural way and walk upon the dirt on the earth. And it discharges all your negative energy, all of your static, and all of the negative electric energy. How many of us do that? How many of us drink enough water in a 24-hour clock? Most people do not. So they suffer from reabsorption of many toxins from the bile tract. So we have all, and we eat too much chemical, sugar, animals that don't get properly fed. So you eat their flesh, their meat, and it's not properly digested. So what happens, we have all these different ailments. So we have to go back to rebalancing the diet, the food intake. Illness is coming from the gut, from what you put inside or you expose yourself to. You work in the shipyard, you work in the auto mechanics, you work in the different factories, different places. You're subject to be exposed to many different chemicals. So one must eat the food that will remove these chemicals from his body. Because you're exposed to asbestos, you're exposed to all different kind of chemicals which can give you ailments. Yet there are foods that can remedy these things. And our grandmothers, they once knew these, all of these foods, all these plants. But the knowledge is still there. We just have to revisit it. We have to back up. We have to go back to the original way of doing things, the way the Creator set forth for us. From the time mom birthed you to the time you take your last breath, there's a road you must walk. Your parents were responsible for you up until the puberty. After that, it became your responsibility as that young woman or that young man to structure yourself, to keep your heart pure and safeguard yourself from the corruptions of society, from corruption of other men, from the corruption of your own self.
I'd like to say something if I can.
Sure, definitely. Who's calling? State your name.
My name is
where you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Welcome, welcome.
When I was a kid growing up on Cape Cod, we grew up around the Indians, the Wampanoag tribe. But one of the things I have to say about the Native Indians in this country is ever since I can remember, all of the Native Indians have been so peaceful. You know, everything that they've done is natural. They go fishing. They go hunting. They have their gardens. They plant their vegetables. Everything is so natural. I cannot understand to this day why man would want to take away all of this natural, all of this beautiful. This country is being destroyed because man is trying to destroy the Native heritage. And as I was growing up, we were around them. I grew up on the vegetables and the fruits and all of these things that were planted. We didn't have to go out and buy all this food that was a lot of preservatives in it like we do today. I just wanted to say, I don't know why anyone in this country or anyone in the world would want to take away from the Native heritage, would want to take away the peace and the comfort and all the natural foods and fruits and vegetables and everything else that Native Americans have done all these years. And as you said, I was listening, these corporate offices that come in, and all of a sudden it's all about money. They prefer money and wealth and power over the natural, healthy foods and vegetables and way of living. I just wanted to say that, and I thank you for letting me say that much.
Oh, thank you for that input. Appreciate that understanding because we as Native people, it's been given to us by the Creator. You find in about every tribal nation that they've been given a way of communicating with each other and how to be in harmony with nature, with the animals, with the water, with the plants, with the air, with the other fellow human beings. Everyone in life desires peace. This is a natural, innate way of the human heart. In every heart, the Creator, he put criterion of what is right and what is wrong. And then they gave us, Creator also gave us parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and aunts and uncles and many elders to guide us along the way so that we could cultivate that heart to love to embrace. When the Europeans first came, they were welcomed. They were fed. They were hungry. They were tired. A lot of them were starving. A lot of them came here because the situation back home for them was very bad. They brutalized each other. Those who had more than the others, they didn't share. The same thing today. You see it today. The one who have the most, he doesn't share with the one who have less. He give him enough that he can't make it. This is corruption. This is corruption of the heart. These are those bad attributes, the bad character. The human being, he have to correct his character and then make his life in a certain pathway. Why? Because he's only here for a short period of time. And he has to leave the legacy for the ones coming behind him. The children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. It all belongs to those coming in succession. So at your time, you have to leave that legacy in its best standing. My mom used to say, when you come into a dwelling, leave it the way you found it or leave it in better condition. Anything someone entrusts you to use, return it to them better than you found it. You will always be trusted. You will always be loved. And this is true. This is how my parents raised us, and we kept these traditions up into our adulthood because we found this to be the best role for us, the best way to you treat the people with respect and honor and love. They will reciprocate that, except for the one who have the evil heart. The one that has the evil heart, he can't reciprocate love, because at first he has to clean his heart of all those ills. Honor, respect, generosity, charity, so many these good attributes, they nurture the good spirit, the good heart. Those attributes of ignorance, haughtiness, arrogance, avarice, and jealousy. These type of harboring and nurturing of these type of character makes the heart black. It makes the person corrupt. So then when the opportunity comes and he's entrusted with money or position, he abuses it because his heart is not clean. He's not inclined to walk a straight road. To stand up upright, stand up straight the way the Creator created him. He wants to sway back and forth, this way and that way. Why? Because his heart is not clean, his actions will be corrupt. If the heart is clean, his actions will be good, will be honest, will have integrity, will have dignity. And this is the examples that our Creator, elders give us to abide by through the life. And then as we became adults, we learned further through other studies and so forth of the spirituality that through prayer and keeping one's spirit clean, then you not only can you excel on the physical, but also in the spiritual realm. You have connection to ancestors. You have connection to things that people cannot see and people can't understand it, because they can't reach those heights, those levels, until they clean the heart and clean the spirit. A lot of people, I don't believe in this and that, because they don't have that type of spirituality. Most of the native people and the people of Africa, the people of indigenous people of here, the Aborigine people of Hawaii and Australia and South America, they understand. The indigenous people who are hearing me, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. But those people who are embedded and indoctrinated deep into this indoctrination of this technological age and this industrial revolution, most of them are so embedded, they forgot who the Creator was. They forgot who they are. They don't even give honor to their parents. They abuse the young people. And all of that corruption starts from inside themselves. And then they pass it, and They make cultures of it in these different offices and positions. So one doctor, he takes on the school, he gets the education, he becomes knowledgeable in his study, and the culture there is corrupted all about a dollar, a coupon, putting this little shiny piece of metal in his pocket and having more toys than anybody else and having bigger toys than anybody else. This type of culture corrupts an honest person and coming into that field because he wanted to help people. He wanted to make a good life for himself and raise his family and live good. But that culture of corruption corrupted him. Why? Because in that system, he couldn't achieve what he wanted to do because of all these evil things were going on inside. So we must come and stand together and assert that independence and self-determination of ridding corruption, enjoining the good and forbidding what is evil. And I can't pronounce it like other people, but from my own pronunciation, we must walk upright, we must stand upright, and we must stand together, they say, in solidarity, union, in unison. The hearts must come back together, must embrace each other as family again. Once the hearts come together, no one can break you apart. They killed our brother George Floyd on TV, Breonna Taylor, so many others, so many indigenous women come up disappearing, snatched up off reservations and never to be seen again. Some we find. Some the police departments, they claim they can't find, so some of our societies find them. Why did these things happen? Because the people's corruption. This must first start in the home, from the family. Teach to the kids. Drugs, alcohol, so many different social ills plague our people, mental illness. So sticking them in an institution is not the answer. It must come from the family circle. It must start first from the home, from the family. Those people, they are damaged. They need love. They need someone to love them, to put in the work and the time to help them to heal. We can't always depend on someone else. And this is a thing, a habit that we have become accustomed to. That if there's a problem, oh, I'm not a professional. Push it off to someone else. But most of those people who are supposed to be a professional, when he going home, he leave his profession behind. He didn't profess it at home amongst the people. But when he go to the office, oh, he's big shot. But when he go home, he's abusing his family. Why? Because he's not applying those basic key elements. And when the people can't find peace within, they look for other things to relieve the pain. They become numb from drugs and alcohol. Or they go to the doctor, and the doctor get them hooked on prescription drugs, chemicals. Or they go to the local store and they get a drink, and then one drink lead to the next drink, to the next drink, to the next drink. And then he made some mistake because he was out of his mind, and now his life, they catch him and they incarcerate him, and then they make his life hell. Before these people came, we didn't have no jails. We didn't have no drunks. We didn't have no drugs. When I was a kid growing up, we never locked the door. I remember my uncle's house didn't even have a doorknob. Just close the door. They say, close the door and let the flies in. Because the people was not afraid of each other. Now I live in a community, all the houses have bars on the windows like jails and on the doors. To keep the people from breaking in on each other and stealing from one another. So we must embrace people again as family. Those elders are your aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas. And you have to treat them as such and respect them as such. Those children you see along the way, nieces and nephews, embrace them that way. They'll always remember you. Today, some young man walked up to me and he says, hey, I remember you. You was on such and such a street 8 years ago. You was telling me about eating good foods and so forth. I got this high blood pressure problem. How do I remedy it? How do I fix it? They want me to take a bunch of medication. I don't want to take a lot of medication. Okay, it's a very easy thing. You ate yourself into it, you can eat yourself out of it. It's very easy. It's willpower. It's going back to basics. We're not, our body is not equipped for a lot of sugars, artificial things, chemicals. Our body can take a lot of damage, but over time it will accumulate, and it will cause us many different ills, different ailments. So we must make a lot of effort to remind one another, to bring one another into that circle, onto that path where you are using proper methods, eating proper foods, getting proper rest, drinking proper amounts of water. The average adult needs half his body weight in ounces in a 24-hour clock. And most people don't get it. You go to the hospital or you have to go into treatment for anything, first thing they do is they hook you up to a bag of water because medication is based on hydration. So all these basic things, very simple things we can do to purify the body, and those positive actions and positive motion of the character purifies the spirit. One being close to his creator and the close to Mother Earth and the nature of things, this person will have a clean heart and a clean spirit. And he will be able to achieve anything he wished to do because now he's in his true form. You were born free. You were born independent. And after the age of puberty, you are the one who is responsible for what you say, what you do, and what you decide. So the people have to come together from the heart, not just in words. If you give something to aid or help someone from charity point of view, you should not take something back with the other hand. This is not charity, but this is the way of these people, what she do. He gives something, he wants something back because he didn't give it from his heart. He didn't give it for the goodness, for the positive. He gave it for some personal gain. This brings corruption and negativity. So all these corruptions can be abated and abolished. Enjoy the good, forbid which is evil. Embrace that which is positive and dispel that which is negative. When you see the corruption, stand against it. Speak against it. We had a saying. It say you see an evil thing being done, you stop it with your hand, you hate it with, you speak out against it, or you hate it in your heart. And the hating it in your heart, to dislike it, say this is the weakest of the three. So I'm going to open the floor for the callers. Looks that? Like we got my we have New Hot Money is calling 605-2621. Brother Tanuka, welcome to the show.
Welcome everyone.
Anyone else wish to join in? We just lost a couple of callers. 508.
Blah, blah. All right.
734-0196.
Yeah, greetings. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Samir. This is your brother.
Well, listen, Brother Ali, welcome to the show. How are you, brother?
I'm fine, brother. Hakola to my brothers and sisters on the res, Hakola Pila, and greeting to Brother Chalupa, if he's on. I came in a little late, and I was listening to you, and I wanted to interject, but I didn't want to interrupt the conversation. But my what I have is I'm on the section one on the indigenous rights of the American Declaration, rather, of the indigenous rights.
Okay.
Under section one, there's the number two under self-identification. So I want to see if someone can give me a little bit more clarity, but it says self-identification as indigenous people will be a fundamental criteria for determining to whom this declaration applies. The state shall respect the right to such self-identification as indigenous, individuality, or collectively, in keeping with the practice and institution of each indigenous.
Motherfucker, want a waiver? Fuck you, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you speak a little bit louder?
Yeah, I was basically
now.
Under the section one
speak
of
a little
the,
louder.
I don't know if you have it available, but what it's stating under the American Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People, right?
Oh,
and
okay.
It says self-identification as indigenous peoples will be a fundamental criteria for determining to whom this declaration applies. The state shall respect the right to such self-identification as indigenous individuality or collectively in keeping with the practice and institution of each indigenous people.
Well, like I asked, you sure? Yeah, see?
Can you hear me?
Our people are no good, man.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm getting some background in there. I just wanted to see if I could get some a little bit clarity on that, and I have a reason for that so I can understand
okay.
exactly what it's saying. So if anybody out there that can elaborate on that for me, I would appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. On there, I know what you're talking about. It speaks about it's speaking about that who is eligible for this, and it's speaking about the one who his self-determination that he proclaimed that this is who he is. So if he's
right.
the indigenous person, that this applies to him.
Okay. And the reason why I'm making that a point of mentioning simply because when we entitle ourselves determining and self-identification, we label ourselves as the Eastern independent Eastern Woodland Nation. And reason for doing such is because we didn't want to limit ourselves to one particular tribe from that, you know, the Eastern part, because like for myself, you know, I have Choctaw, Cherokee, and Creek in my family. So,
okay.
So I was just wondering, does this apply in so doing as we named ourselves the Independent Eastern Woodland Nation? Could you clarify that for me?
Well, I mean, if you're part of Choctaw or Creek, but if you have other people who are of your group or of your band who are of many different other tribes, different nations, and they are from that area, they're the woodland people, then that's who you are, you woodland people. But you yourself, you say you're Choctaw Creek, you come from that line of people, yet you're
right.
in a group of many different other nations of people. We have what we call Chante Tenza Okolokitie, which is the Strongheart Warrior Society, which is many warriors from many different, not just from the Lakota Nation, but many warriors from Chalagee Nation, from the Diné, from the Arapaho, from the Cheyenne. We got warriors from all the way from Australia. They come to the warrior gathering, and many, many others. So this is one thing what we were talking about, is that the people have to band together. So this is very beautiful. That's a very good understanding of what you guys are doing, that you got people from many different nations, and you come together, you call yourself the Eastern Woodland Band or the Nation. Woodland people. So, yeah, Woodland Nation. So this is a good thing, because we as indigenous people, we have to stand up. We have to assert ourselves, and we have to assert independence and not let the people dictate to us who we are or what we're supposed to do or how we're supposed to function.
Absolutely.
Unless you want to assimilate into that and you want to be under that structure and you want to live according to that, it's okay if that's what you want. But we as an indigenous people who have been abused, we have been suffering, we have been oppressed, we have been murdered, raped, and so many, all the atrocities you can think of, we suffered all of it. Okay, so it's time for us to stand together, come together, just like you and I and so many other brothers. We, over the years, we have made an alliance with each other as brothers. No matter what go down, we recognize and we stand together as those brothers, no matter what. If one passed away, we go to his funeral, we bury him with honor. If one need food, what happens? We come together and we make sure that his family eat. If one need a place to stay, we make sure that that family or those brothers or sisters have a roof over their head. And we have maintained this type of integrity, Ikrami Muslimin, for wanting for your brother what you want for yourself.
That's right.
None of you truly believe in the Creator until you wish for your brother what you wish for yourself. Until you live on those type of principles, what are you doing? What are you achieving? So much so that your brother is everyone to your right, everyone to your left. One man would be your enemy today, but he may change and be your ally tomorrow.
Well, I certainly
but
appreciate
we,
that.
That's my take on it, because I love people. I love my people. I love people come together. I love to see our hearts together.
You're lying. You're lying, man. This is Tanufa. Answer my phone,
like,
man. Answer my phone. I told you. I text you. I've been a little late. I've been at a meeting watching all these half-breeds treat full-bloods like shit. Me and my little brother, Dalbert Highhawk, just came from that. We saw the Oglala Sioux newly elected tribal president, Kevin Keller, pull a piece of shit behavior against the Lakota people. You see, that guy wasn't elected by the people. He was selected. There's a difference between that. And there was no full bloods in there addressing the issues except Tanupa, but he wouldn't give me that chance. So fuck that half-breed white boy. Fuck him. This is what you Oglalas and all the Lakotas deserve when you keep putting half-breeds in a place where they don't belong. The tribal governments are hurting people. And you people keep voting them thinking they're going to do good. No. When you shun one, you shun all. And that's where my grievance is pissed. And let me tell you something. Thanks to some of the courageous tribal councilmen, they don't like Mr. Keller either. They said it to me and my little brother, Dalbert Hyon, and Dalbert's my witness to it. Like I told everybody sitting on it. If you guys ain't there to witness it firsthand, shut up. I don't want to hear it. Because that's what they just did to us. We were invited there by the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribes Tribal Council Representative, Bryce Inderwood, because all the half-breeds might want to go against him. But when he wore his Strongheart shirt, we were there, the Strongheart, we were all there to support him and back him, and that's what Kevin Keller did. That guy went against his own full-blooded people. Like I said, he changed that name. He changed that name. Their last names are White Cow Killers. Because the white man gave him cows to eat, so they'd kill cows. So they had that name, White Cow Killer. And after that, they took that name off and they go by Killer. Now, I disagree. I disagree, and I'm going to continue to. But what he did this evening is unorthodoxly, that's not a leader. Like I said, he was selected. He wasn't elected. And I want the listening audience, look, I couldn't come on the radio show tonight at an earliest time, what I always do to start off with a prayer. I don't know if you did a Lakota prayer. I don't know if anybody did. But the point is, a lot of you tribal people from different reservations, you all need to step up and help us. You need to. You all say you pray, you smudge, you do all this. I don't give a shit what tribal nation you're from. Christine Benelli couldn't get on the radio show. She was trying to get in. Christine Benelli, one of our lady friends from up there in Western country, she was trying to get on. She said she texted me. So I texted her the number, 657-383-1630. Christine, if you're listening, that's the number. 657-383-1630. And whatever you all were talking about, I didn't catch it, and I apologize to the listening audience because there's something going on in Indian country that you all don't want to talk about. And I'm talking about it because I went to a meeting to see the discrepancy, and I was invited back again tomorrow. And this is where it's going to get ugly tomorrow because the Oglala Sioux Tribal President Kevin Keller is full of shit. And I'm saying that, I'll confront him too. He shunned his own people. He talked a good game, but he don't know how to talk. I listened to him so that the other warriors listened to him. That is the most stupidest man that the white man had ever indoctrinated to try to represent Native people in goodwill. And if this message gets back to him, I hope it does. Kevin, I'm coming for you. I don't care for you. I don't like you. You want to see division? Okay, you got it, little brother. You are not a Lakota. It never has lingered in your heart. It has never, ever been with you. And just because you look like an Indian and sound like an Indian, young man, you ain't no Indian. He walked out on a prayer. He walked out on a prayer and a song. That's not a leader. Come on, Indian people. Step up and help us. God dang. That's what this man did.
That's not
a prayerful person. This is what the white man wanted of our people. We'll never come together until you get rid of people like that. That's why Crazy Horse, Sitting Bull, No Ears, Rain in the Face, Red Cloud, they stood up to this corruption of behavior of people that went to the white man's way of life by hanging around the fort and getting fed with rice and coffee beans and all that shit, pork fat and this shit. That's what they did because they used to call them ropers. They hang around the fort. We know. But the sad thing is that dude did that to us. And let me tell you this. His own tribal people said, now we need to put that fucker in this place. They said that with that language. They used the cursing language. They used the F language. You ask my little brother, Dalbert Highhawk, he will tell you. I'm going to turn the show over to my little brother, Dalbert, right now to have him give you an update. Here he is.
Dalbert.
Hello.
Oh, what the fuck you say?
Okay. Yeah, we were just at the meeting, and, you know, what my brother said is true. You know, I'm not going to go against what he said and, you know, what Kevin Keller did. You know, that's a bunch of, you know what, because a leader is not supposed to do that. If you're elected by the people, you represent the people. Yeah. Not just like the Cafe Health Center. Oyate means help the people. But these doctors and nurses that are there, they're there for the money. They're not there for the people. They're not there for the people. They're there for the license. And what happened this evening, you know, I will witness that. And 100%, I am backing my brother up on this because this is nonsense. A leader is not supposed to do that. And I just witnessed that firsthand. By God, I'm just keeping quiet. But right now, I'm coming up and getting my voice out there. So. And I've been taught a lot by my big brother here how to stand up for myself. So. So that's what I'm going to start doing now. But I appreciate you all time. And, you know, you guys need to... The Oglala people need to start helping. Start stepping in and start supporting each other. Do not go against each other. Mitakoya.
Thank you. Opila. Now, for sharing that with us. And
you heard it from the head of our security of Chantetiza Okolakiti, a strong-armed dog soldier. You see, this is the thing that goes on in Indian country. When people are selected, they're protected by the white man. That's what they think, eagerly in their mindset. But that's not true. That kid's a dope head. That kid, Kevin Keller, is always high, okay? And he's always man intoxicated, man, with whatever type of street drug he can pick up. You see, this is what destroys the leadership. When the old council people turned against him just tonight, they said it. Fuck that little guy. They said it exactly like that with that F word. And I'm sorry if I said it over the airwaves, but listen to me, folks. It hurts our people. This is why our elders can't be heard at the tribal council. Every time when they got an issue, that fails the community. That's why I've always told them, stand on independence and come this way, and we dog soldiers will take care of you. And so it was the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe that invited us to that meeting. And it was good to see our members all there with our strong heart shirts on, showing the reality of what we always stood for. And I'm sorry that these punks did this to our people. And Jabril, I'm going to let you guys all get back into it. I'm a little disappointed. I'm going to meet with Bryce and them here in a few seconds and carry it on. And brothers that's tuning in, hey, get a hold of Christine Benelli. Christine, please get back on the show. 657-383-1630. Christine, come on, get back on the show. You guys, watch for her number. Okay, watch for her number. Christine Benelli, come on, if you're listening, get on the show. Come on. All right, I'm going to let you all go because Chalupa's a little hot. When I get like this, you don't want to be in my way, man, because I'm going to take everything out that's in front of me. I'm not a white man. All right, love you all.
All right, we like to hear you fired up, Mr. Chinupa. Well, we got Chinupa, y'all. You got a little upset over there at the tribal council meeting. This is one of the things that we were just discussing and talking about, like our brother Delbert Highhawk was saying, that the people, you know, they for the fame and the license and the lights and the money, and they forgot about the people. And in the Lakota language, you know, Oyate, like he said, this means for the people. It means the people. That's why we use the name Chalagi, the original people. Because it's all about people. What's the resource? The main resource on the planet Earth. What is our main resource we have? Human resources, each other. It's not gold, it's not houses, cars, airplanes, tanks, bombs, none of those things that Mother Earth give us, because she share everything with us and she sure can take it right back. But the resources, each other, is the people. People are the resource, human resource. Don't believe it? Look at what she do. Look what these white folks do. They abuse, use the people. Because the people are the resource. They understand that. And they use it monetarily to abuse the people. So like what Chinupa was talking about, what they do is they insert these people who will carry out the agenda. And these tribal councils are supposed to be full-blood people who speak the language, who have the tribal cultural interest at hand, preserving the language, preserving the cultural ways, preserving the knowledge of how to take care of each other, how to take care of self, how to take care of the environment around us, how to keep the water, how to keep the land, how to take care of the nurture of the people. But these people who they insert today, they have to be these tribal leaders. They have to be they have to be approved by the federal government. So therefore, it's not a real leader. A leader is one who the people say, this is who we want to be our leader, because we know he's going to serve us and serve our purpose. A good leader is a good servant. If he's not a good servant, he'll never be a good leader. He'll be a corrupt leader. The best leader is one who understands that he's in the service of his people. This is a real leader. Real leader is one who serves the people, take care of the people. He's a custodian, a caretaker. This one, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he called him Vice Jared, the one who was responsible to take care of all these things. So what they do, they install these people so that they keep the people in check, so they keep the negativity going, so they'll keep their strife and struggle going, and the people never get traction and go anywhere. Because they keep division going, they keep the hearts divided, they keep the divide them through monies, through monetary substance. People are hungry. People are living on reservations, living like they back in ancient times. In this modern 21st century, you go to some of these reservations, you look across the street, and you'll see white folks living in mansions with beautiful trucks and beautiful lawns and houses, all that. You look right across the street, you see our people living in squalor. The grass don't even grow. I was down in Diné country, went to pray at the Red Sacred Mountains. And down there, you see our people on the reservation. They're living in poorest of conditions. And they are the people who own the land. But those guests, those tenants who came here seeking a better life, taking everything and left them with nothing. So how is this fair? How is this just? How is this liberty and justice for all? It's not. So we have to change all of that. How do we change it? Stop giving in to it. Stop feeding it. Stop paying for it. Stop supporting it. Can't give you no more. Can't take care of you no more. It's time for you to stand up on your own now. We know how to take care of ourselves. We know how to live good. We know how to have the best life. But first, we got to let go of this person who don't want to collaborate and cooperate with everybody else. There's only one out of all the people here. Everybody can live together and live good. But there's one joker who don't want to cooperate and do right. So what do you do with him? You got to let him go. And what happened? He'll come back. He'll come begging to come back. But the only way you let him come back, you have to submit himself to the right way. And it's the way I see it. Because I believe in independence and self-determination. Never been one to let somebody else dictate to me how I got to live, what I got to eat, when I got to lay down, when I got to get up and go.
Brother Jabril.
Yes.
I have a hard question for you. Well, it may not be hard for you, but I was just in here contemplating, and I said, let me ask Brother Jabril or anyone out there in the audience to maybe possibly give me some feedback on how is it or how do they think that what led us as indigenous people into this position and the circumstances that we're faced with right now today?
Well, what led us into this position was trusting and doing things that we were told not to do. We were told not to bring unclean things or people into a clean spiritual circle.
Mm-hmm.
Your prayer area has to be spiritually, you know, a clean place, right? You don't bring filth into your area where you're going to have prayer ceremony. That's a sacred area. It has to be clean. It has to be kept a certain way. You're going to have a sun dance, or you're going to have a sweat lodge, or you're going to make salat, or you're going to do some spiritual ceremony. You have to be spiritually clean. Your area surrounding, you want it to be spiritually clean. But when you brought something in from the outside that wasn't clean, you violated that. And in doing so, when you're doing so, it's like you let the Iblis, you let the Shaitan come into you, the trickster, the one who whispered the evil to the hearts. He suggests to us evil things. You either give into it or you turn away from that and turn to that which is good, to your good inner self, your good thought, your good decision. Because those evil decisions, those evil thoughts, they come. Those evil suggestions, they come. The trickster, he wants to trick every spirit. So if you let it in, what happens? When you take in that which is not good, you got a problem. So we made a lot of agreements with those people who are liars, with those people who meant us no good. But after we see what they're about, we still keep getting in the same trick again. So to answer your question, I'm going to answer your question in the way that one of the court managers answered it for me. And one of our brothers, his Lakota name is Old Man River. And you, some of you brothers like yourself, you know him as Strong Bear. He was a witness to this. Like Delbert was a witness to that meeting Chinooba was just in. He was a meeting, a witness privy to that meeting that I had with this court manager. And he asked me straight out, he said, independence and determination, you mean you don't want to do no more deals with the devil? I said, no, certainly not. And then he asked me again. He asked me twice. And then he asked a third time. And then I knew. Because the third time he asked me, it made me reflect back to a conversation with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton told me, the devil is always in the details.
Mm-hmm.
So these people are working from a wicked angle from the beginning. So how do we get here? You let this evil one in. The Massasoit and the Wampanoag Indian up in Massachusetts, when they took those people in and they fed them and welcomed them, they came back that night and slaughtered the whole village. They dug up corpses and started eating dead people. They don't tell the story the way it really goes, the way their ancestors tell it. They were eating dead corpses and stuff when they come ashore. They brought them and set them down, fed them, and welcomed them and tried to give good to them. What they did, they came back and... So that's how we get to this position. We always been a people who feed the traveler or the wayfarer, give them wives, help them to start families. That's how they married into families and then sold off our land. Ben Donat, T. John Ross, Cleo's great-great-granddaddy. He's a Ross. He's from that line. Some of his people, they came in, they married, and they were half-breeds. They married in, they had these half-breed kids. They grew up. They sold off the land because they were given responsible positions. And they sold off the land. They never asked the women or the grandmothers the native women of the matriarchal systems. Those matriarchs, those were the people who actually owned the land. They never signed those agreements and those treaties. So it's always been the trickery, always been the lies, the deceit, the underhanded moves. Is this guy, he just ain't right. These are people with the hearts of devils. And actually, they are two tribes of people. Jews were my Jews, they call them, from the east. They originated between the mountains of Russia and Germany. And at one time in the ancient time, there was a leader named Zulkarnain. People asked him to pay tribute to, and he walled them up. He sealed them up in the mountains so they couldn't come out, because when they got out, they would surge on other people and they destroy everything they touch. And now they live in parts of the world. These same two tribes still exist. They live in Israel and they live in America and they live in Europe. Everything they touch, they destroy it. Those stories are in the Quran, and those people still exist today. They live under different names and titles, but they were Khazarians. They originated from those eastern mountains there. Now they live here. They came here in 1492. They sacked Spain, which was Al-Andalus, in 1490. after it had been ruled for 700 years by the Berber tribes, the North African people. After they got Spain back, Isabella and Ferdinand, then they came here. Those same people from the Jews, my Jews people. Those are the people who destroy everything they touch. We live amongst them. We welcome them in. Can't get rid of them. So only thing we can do now is stand up for self, stand up for each other, and hold him responsible, hold him accountable. How do you do that? Stop begging from, stop taking from him. Stop eating from him. We're not to hang around the Fort Indians. Let's say we hang around the Fort with a hand out, give me some bacon or coffee or beans, waiting for the welfare check. Walmart, we're going to hit Walmart as soon as the food car come on at 12 midnight. It's time out for handouts. It's time for us to stand up and be who we are and do what we need to do. And that's stand for self-determination and take care of each other and be independent. You don't need somebody to take care of you. Creator, take care of you. He already wrote a provision in your mother's womb. While you were inside of the womb, in the belly of your mom, at 4 months, four matters were written for you. Your provision, your time, your happiness or unhappiness, and how long you're going to be here and when you're going to leave here. These matters already was written for you. How you achieve it is up to you. Some people can agree. Some people may disagree. That's what makes us human. That's the beauty that makes the world go around. So we got a few callers here. If anyone want to jump into the conversation, you're welcome to come in. We just lost some callers. Welcome to join the conversation. Area code 971, four digits 5137. You want to state your name, where you're calling? You want to get in the conversation? Go right ahead.
My name's Barbara, and I'm from Oregon.
Welcome, Barbara.
Hi. I keep forgetting. I get pretty busy here.
Oh, welcome. We're glad you could come back.
Is there a topic?
Well, we were on the topic. He asked, how did we get to this position where we are in this dependent nation status with the United States, and how we don't stand on our own anymore and assert our own rights and independence? This was the topic we were on, and the how the tribal governments are abusing our people through the guidance of the United States of America. That was the topic.
Yeah, I'm dealing with a lot of observation and seeing a lot of what you're just talking about. I've seen it for quite a while, but what I see is heartbreaking for me, and then it's frustrating because I really... The only solution I have come up with as being one of the tribal members that was terminated by the U.S. government, and they still want us assimilated, and then we got restored back in 1986 with a new treaty. So I get to see both sides. And... my solution for myself is what I've learned through my walk with my people, my tribe, and then with other different tribes, is that the solution for me is that the way I look at it is we need to take care of each other and help each other, which I see different tribes doing too, and I respect that. And for me, keeping our spiritual traditions is number one for me. keeping who we are. Because a lot of our future generation don't know who they are or where they come from. And so they've become assimilated and enculturated. And I see that as a future of mixed blood, a lot of mixed blood. There's very few of us full blood left out here. So I don't know. I'm going to get kind of brutal here. The way I kind of look at it with the blood quantum is we're going to be America's going to be a nation of mutts. If I'm going to look at it in that term, mixed blood. It's heartbreaking for me, too, because if I look at the future and see this, where are we going to be as Native people, you know, with a lot of our full bloods leaving? And so I'm going with my own family with the old traditions because I was assimilated really fast. And so I know what it's like. And so, but I don't tell my children, which are adults now, who to choose, what to choose, or, you know, what way to believe in. I leave that up to them individual selves and don't preach or tell them they got to do this or that. A really gift to my heart that they're all living here in Klamath, our Klamath land now, and we're all dealing with what we have to deal with, but they've observed the teachings of the old ways and the traditions, and they know who they are. And so to witness that before I go over to the spirit world is a blessing for my heart. And hopefully they will be able to carry that on too. But politically wise or tribe, and I'm just speaking my personal opinion as a tribal member, is that I called it the little federal government because it relies on grants. And it's going to be Americanized because we're now getting different businesses and to support our own tribe. But I agree with one of my brothers who said that we need to be economically sovereign too.
That's right. That's what we were talking about.
Okay. So that's about a brief summary of some of my thinking that I think about individually for myself. We're going to have a swam ceremony tomorrow, which is...
Okay. We're out of time, Barbara. Hopefully you can call in tomorrow. We're down to the last 30 seconds of the show. They're going to cut us off the air here in 30 seconds. Well, we greatly appreciate you, and if you can call back in tomorrow, we'd like to finish this discussion, Barbara.
Sabacha.
Oh, wapila. Okay, we're going to close with a song, and we have a few seconds here, so we're going to make it very brief, and then we're going to be back on the air tomorrow at 7 o'clock, same time, Eastern time, and 5 o'clock, Mountain time. SubhanAllah, he will be humdi, SubhanAllah, he will be humdi, gonna shed away lie and not to the stuff. Good night, folks.
It's the sin.
Thank you for tuning in to Indigenous Voices of People, and we'll see you tomorrow. 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Mountain Time. Oh.